This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
And everybody from Philadelphia, 76ers, the beat.
Good morning, Sixers people. I'm Lauren Rosen. Welcome back to another post-Sixers win reaction. Matt Murphy is with me. If you're listening on Twitter Spaces, make sure you're engaging throughout. Send us a message, comment on the space. Or if you're listening on the 76ers Insiders podcast feed, welcome back. We are happy to have you. If you're not already following the 76ers Insiders podcast, you can leave early or arrive late and see this whole thing there. So please make sure you're following us there. Matt Murphy, good morning. One of the most fun wins of the year, to be sure. How you feeling?
It was awesome. It was an awesome game. The Sixers and the Nets, I just said before the show started that it had the feeling of a big game and big atmosphere, big game atmosphere, really all day in the lead up, during warm-ups, all of that. There was a high level of shot making from both teams, particularly from three-point range in the first half, but the Sixers keep it rolling. Sixth straight win. They've had a really, really good run, isolating this 19-4 stretch to get to 31-16. They're in second place in the Eastern Conference, and they took care of an Eastern Conference opponent during NBA Rivals Week, NBA Rivalry Week. The Brooklyn Nets came into town, and they beat them at home for the second time this year. The Sixers win at home. The first time they were shorthanded. This time, Kevin Durant was out for the Nets, but the Sixers had their lineup ready to go, and they held on for a 137-133 victory.
We are going to hear from Joel Embiid. We're going to hear from De'Anthony Melton and Tyrese Maxey this morning. But before that, let's run through the box score, give you guys a taste of the stats. And as I am doing so, please let us know who stands out most to you. So that's sort of the little question of the day today. Who stands out as I go through the box score? You can click on the purple icon in the bottom right-hand corner. Let us know. You can send us a DM. Who stands out most to you when I go through these six double-figure performances from last night in South Philadelphia? Ben Simmons' first return to play against his former teammates. The Brooklyn Nets end up being led by Kyrie Irving, who had a stunning performance last night, 30 points, 10 assists. Nick Claxton also awesome last night. Seth Curry also awesome last night. Seth actually the leading scorer off the bench, 32 points, 4 assists. Loved hearing Doc Rivers talk about his son-in-law post-game, saying he was playing a little bit too well for his father-in-law's taste. On the Sixers side, though, six double-figure performances. Tyrese Maxey makes the Sixers also have their leading scorer come off the bench last night. He finished with 27 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. He shot 8 for 14 from the field, 6 for 9 from three-point range in his 30 minutes of play. Joel Embiid finished with a 26.10 rebound double-double, plus 3 assists and 2 steals. He shot 6 for 18 from the floor, and he discussed that he didn't love the way he was shooting last night. We'll hear more from Joel on that in just a moment. But a perfect 13 for 13 from the foul line for Joel, and some awesome defense down the stretch. De'Anthony Melton finished with 19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 blocks. James Harden finished with 23 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. He shot 6 for 12 from the field, 5 for 10 from 3-point territory, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. Tobias Harris finished with 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Matisse Thybulle, the final double-figure scorer for the 76ers last night, 10 points, 2 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals. He shot 3 for 5 from the field, 2 for 4 from 3 in 12 minutes. Nice little night from Matisse Thybulle last night. Matt Murphy, when we talk about the 6 double-figure performances, what stands out most to you?
Ooh, you're forcing me to go on the individual player.
No. Pick a team stat, whatever you want.
35 of 36 at the free throw line. Just one missed free throw in a close game. It really turned out to matter. Joel Embiid, a perfect 13 for 13, like you said. Harden was 6 for 7. Maxey was 5 for 5. And the list goes on and on. I thought that was really important in this game. There were a lot of fouls. You could say that your box score takeaway is the 6 technical fouls, 7 if you include defensive 3 seconds. Emotions ran high. 6 technical fouls is so many. 7, like I said, with a defensive 3 seconds call as well. But on the individual side, I think Maxey coming off the bench and providing that scoring again, and some of those threes he hit particularly early in the game, and actually one super late in the game that was clutch. 6 threes made. Tyrese Maxey, however he is entering the game for this Sixers team, he was back in the starting lineup the other game, but he's off the bench against Brooklyn. Winona said Maxey came off the bench on fire. Winona also said my friends were at the game and they said it was loud, which we can confirm it was very loud. So I think Tyrese Maxey, again, just showing his value and his ability to adapt to any role was evident.
We've talked about the atmosphere quite a bit. That was a hot topic in media availability last night. Joel Embiid said he loved the intensity. So let's go ahead and hear from Joel immediately post-game last night.
I don't know. I wish every game was like that. It's fun. I love, you know, that's why you play this sport, to be able to compete, for this moment, to enjoy it. For me, it's all about enjoying it tonight. I enjoyed it. Makes me want to be more aggressive, and, you know, it makes me want to win more too. So that's the key for me.
What was the biggest issue defensively tonight for you guys?
Well, we started the first quarter, we made them believe that they could get whatever they wanted. They made a bunch of threes. Obviously, Seth came off the bench and, you know, he was on fire. And Kyrie in that fourth quarter, I mean, every single shot, the difficulty, every one of those shots, I felt like I was right there and he just kept making, you know, each one of them. So they made a lot of tough shots, but, you know, we still could have done better on that end, as far as, being up 14 at one point with 7 or 6 minutes left, we should have run away with that game, and we just started messing around and we gave them a chance.
Joel Embiid post-game after the win over the Nets. We'll have more audio coming up, I believe, as well. Doc Rivers and D'Anthony Melton were asked about the atmosphere, and Doc Rivers, the Sixers coach, called it a boxing crowd, and Melton kind of echoed that sentiment as well. Joel Embiid's used to the Philadelphia crowd. He said that he wishes every game was like that, but he understands why some are a little bit of more importance to the fans than others. He talked about the shot making. Defense was asked to the Sixers. Questions about defense, I should say, were asked of the Sixers afterwards. But Joel credited Brooklyn and some tough shots that they made. Really, the final shooting percentages for both teams, Lauren, were pretty high. And for the Sixers side of things, I know there's a stat about the Nets and how they had one of the highest shooting percentages ever in a loss. But the Sixers, that was the fourth time in team history, according to StatHead, that the Sixers have shot at least 50% from the floor, 45% from three, and 95% from the foul line in a single game. Just the fourth time that they've done that. We're getting a lot of comments, so I want to get to a couple and then please feel free to add anything you're seeing on your side of things, Lauren. But Albert said that when Doc Rivers told James Harden that whenever him and Embiid click, especially with the pick and pop, they would be unbeatable. He was not wrong. Doc deserves credit. Matthew said over 100 points after the third quarter. That alone is amazing. Sixers still have to go over 147 this season now, though, to 150 and beyond. Genie, describing that game as exciting would be an understatement. Five fire emojis. And Mr. Santucci as well. We look good in these last few games. Harden has elevated his play this year. They're listening from Cypress Lake, Florida. What else are you seeing on your side?
Down the stretch in that one, of course, we've talked a little bit about Seth Curry, but James Harden really responded for the 76ers with a couple of step backs. Big finish down the stretch for James. And James post-game discussed the fact that, like you said, Matt, the Brooklyn Nets shooting 65% from the field and you still win that game. Pretty impressive. D'Anthony Melton discussed the atmosphere. He discussed his chemistry with Tyrese Maxey and finding his way out of what he called a little baby slump. So let's hear from D'Anthony now.
My teammates is fine to me. And I feel like I've been in a little slump lately, so I just want to come out, be aggressive, play with ultimate confidence no matter what.
Yeah, do you think you guys are really starting to get in the rhythm with that starting group you guys are going with?
Definitely. I think now that we got guys back and, you know, we played multiple games with each other, I think, you know, we're starting to get our chemistry. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, Tyrese is finding his way off the bench. You know, his scoring surges is, you know, definitely helping our team and making us even more dangerous.
You actually have that one play at the end of the game where you got the rebound, you pitch right back to his three. Even though you guys are the main ones moving in and out of the lineup, the bench starting lineup, you feel like you guys still have, like,
Nah, definitely. Me and Tyrese, we talk a good amount. You know, just, you know, about the game, about other stuff. So we understand what we, you know, each other can do. And, you know, we want to see each other succeed to the highest. So, you know, we're all about winning the game and no matter what.
I'm sure you guys would rather win every game, you know, 15, 20 points, whatever it is. Yeah. But do you think playing in so many of these, you know, high pressure situations is preparing you for those, you know, in the playoffs down the line?
Definitely. I think, you know, with so many new guys, that that type of stuff definitely builds team chemistry, you know, trust within one another. And like you said, it's just, you know, prepares us for the long haul to, you know, be able to play in those close games like that.
That was D'Anthony Melton after the game. Melton, in that first half, that the Sixers shot 11 for 19, 58% from three. Melton was 5 for 5 from the field, 3 for 3 from three, and he talked also about playing with Tyrese Maxey, how those two have a relationship beyond the court, they're friends, and they really helped the Sixers' effort in this one, and as backcourt mates and playing different roles and adapting.
Speaking of their friendship, if you haven't already listened to the season premiere of The Big Niang Theory, please check that out, The Big Niang Theory, wherever you get your podcasts. A really cool look behind the curtain at the friendship that the two of them have developed as two of the younger guys on this team that love to have fun, love to get out and transition together, but also love to hang out off the court. And they've created an awesome bond. It's been cool to see them support one another as well as this change in the starting lineup has been enacted over the last couple of weeks. Matt, I wanted to talk to you about Tyrese Maxey last night. We already mentioned it, 27 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 8 for 14 from the field, 6 for 9 from 3. He played a bench high 30 minutes and was in that closing lineup until a little bit of offense defense with Matisse Thybulle down the stretch. But Matt, the way that the other guys have talked about Tyrese over these last few days, I talked to Matisse Thybulle coming off the court, and he said something that Matisse has said many times in the last couple of years. Every time something big has been asked of Tyrese Maxey, he's answered the call. And here he's being asked to make some sacrifices, and he's doing it with A, grace, and B, a lot of power on the court. It's been awesome to watch. It's been awesome to listen to the guys talk about it. What have you seen from Tyrese over these last few games, Matt?
A lot of poise, a lot of speed in transition, a lot of shot making from beyond the arc as well. I know there was a really good segment from the NBA on ESPN about
yes,
Maxey's transition scoring that you had sent out a tweet about, and how he scores in that type of way, and it kind of helps balance out this Sixers attack the way that he's been getting it done.
Yeah, Tyrese, one of the fastest players in the NBA. And then, of course, Joel and James like to take things a little bit slower, but that actually makes the team all the more threatening with the way that they can vary their pace. We also heard from Tyrese Maxey last night, who, of course, if we all remember, was out for a little over 6 weeks rehabbing his foot injury and now has come back to a team that's won 19 of its last 23 games. They've won 6 in a row. Tyrese, of course, has been a large part of the latter portion of those wins, but watched the others from the bench, and I asked him post-game what he thinks has changed for this team.
Watch the games you didn't play in. What do you think the adjustment was? What do you think changed for you guys to go on such a streak like this?
I think guys are buying into their roles, buying into what they have to do. You know, at the end of the day, at the beginning of the year, we had injuries, we had all that, but we still had a brand new team, you know. P.J. Tucker comes in, you know, it's his first time playing with James and Joe. I mean, his first time playing with Joe for sure, but, like, with the dynamic duo of them. And then Mel comes in, and you know, he can provide what he needs to provide. House, we had to figure out rotations. Guys weren't playing, some guys weren't playing. Like, it was a lot, you know, it's a lot that goes into that. And once you find that groove, that's when you start rolling. I think, you know, they found that groove in, I think that was December with the homestand. And then, you know, I just tried to slide right on along with them and then help them as much as possible.
Tyrese Maxey discussing his role coming off the bench. Seen a few people commenting about how they like Maxey and what he brings off the Sixers bench. Have also seen a few people commenting about Matisse Thybulle. So going to read at least one of those. Damo said, let's just give a shout out to Matisse for his performance on both ends of the floor. He did an amazing job last night, referencing Thybulle's 10 points on offense, the 3 steals against the Nets in the 4-point win. Lauren Rosen, you did have a chance to catch up with Matisse after the game and looked like a really willing shooter out there, and they needed his 2 made threes in this game. It actually ended up being a tighter margin, so let's hear about that, because he looked confident, did Thybulle.
Yeah, Matisse, a double-figure performer last night. I'm going to play that interview for you guys right now, but something that you won't see because we're listening. As I explained to him that there were 6 double-figure performances last night, and he was one of them, he looked up at the scoreboard to make sure that I was right. So here's Matisse reacting to that news and discussing some of his teammates as well.
Matisse Thybulle, 6 double-figure performances tonight. You were one of them. How good does it feel to get a win like this and go 19-4 in your last 23?
It's huge, and definitely to do it at home. I mean, it was a messy game, got ugly at times, and for us to overcome that, get past that, and play good basketball and be able to finish in the end, honestly, is the biggest testament to us as a team and being able to stick together and play the right way.
Massive performance from Tyrese Maxey off the bench tonight. What do you make of the way that he's embraced these last couple of weeks?
I mean, I've said it as long as he's been in the NBA. Like, every time Tyrese is put in a situation, he steps up to the occasion. And even if he has to make a sacrifice, he still ends up showing up above and beyond what we could have expected.
James Harden, massive in the fourth quarter. When Seth went on a little run there, what was it like to play with him tonight?
I mean, life is good when you've got guys like James Harden and Joel Embiid to lean on. And he continues to carry us through tough games, through tough times. And, I mean, we're all grateful he's a Sixer.
Matisse, thank you so much.
That's Matisse Thybulle with Lauren Rosen, of course. And Lauren, 6 in a row, the Denver Nuggets coming in during this rivalry week up next over the weekend. That'll be a Saturday game at 3 p.m. Eastern on ABC, and then 97.5, the Fanatic, on the radio side. They're currently, as we speak on January 26th, the number 1 seed in the Western Conference. So unless you're seeing anything else on the Nets game, we can look ahead a little bit for a few minutes if anyone wants to sneak in a final question or thought about the Nets game, the season, the Nuggets game, anything. Please click on our icons, send us a direct message, or the purple icon in the bottom, send in a tweet, and we'll take a glance at those as well. But it's a big week with the Nets and then the Nuggets.
Big time week for the 76ers, who have risen to second in the Eastern Conference. So this will be a matchup between two of the league's best on Saturday, and an exciting day game opportunity. We don't get too many. Matt, I wanted to look around the league really quickly and talk about where the 76ers are stacking up, because they're stacking up statistically extremely well after this stretch on the offensive side and the defensive side. They lead the league in free throw percentage. Last night's 97% certainly helps there, but leading the league in free throw percentage, fourth in the league in three-point percentage. The team also rating very well in defense. They are the fourth best team in defensive points allowed per game. So I guess allowing the fourth lowest amount of points per game. Net rating, they're fifth overall. Offensive rating, also fifth overall. So when your team is standing out offensively and defensively, you know they are doing something right. Certainly shows in the 19-4 stretch that the team is on right now. But Matt, we'll hope to be back after that one on Saturday. Any closing thoughts from you?
The other day when we were at practice, the number two spot in the East was brought up to a few of the Sixers, and D'Anthony Melton acknowledged that they feel good about being in the second spot in the East, ahead of Milwaukee currently and catching up on the Boston Celtics. But he also said they're not number one in offensive rating and they're not number one in defensive rating. While they're close, they want to be as good as possible on both ends of the floor. And it might seem like a lofty goal, but they're striving to keep climbing not only the league standings, but also those offensive and defensive categories and just be the most complete team they can be. I mean, we're past the midway point of the season. The games are taking on more importance for the standings, but the Sixers have a good thing going right now, and they'll face the Nuggets, who have 2 days off as well, coming off a back-to-back that they played. Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP, did not play in their most recent game Wednesday, which was a loss to the Bucks by 8 in Milwaukee, was out with a hamstring injury, had missed 2 games before the New Orleans game on Tuesday when he returned. So something to keep an eye on, Jokic's status coming up. But the Nuggets are 34-15, so should be an absolute battle. Those two teams have played some good games over the years. Everyone's interested in the Embiid versus Jokic rivalry as well. They have a local guy in Bones Highland who had 15 points off the bench. Aaron Gordon had 26-14 against Milwaukee. Bones Highland's from Wilmington, Delaware. And I know there was some news about Jalen Brunson having his Villanova jersey number retired in February when the Knicks come to town. Bones Highland will actually, on Friday, have his number 5 jersey retired by St. George's in Delaware while he's in town. And last March, he had, when they came to Philly, had over 500 family and friends in attendance. So another local connection coming up in the next one.
I don't even think I have 500 family and friends, so good for him. And on that note, looking forward to Saturday for sure. With you, Matt, we try to do these after every Sixers victory, so we'll hope to be back with you after another big one. The 76ers then host the Orlando Magic for a pair next week on Monday and Wednesday, and hit the road once again at San Antonio, at New York, and at Boston the following week. So, Matt, we will hope to be back with you guys as much as we possibly can. We love doing these with each of you. You can send us questions and thoughts in the interim between games. But, Matt, I'll let you have the last word and shut this one down.
Just sorting through the last couple comments that came in. I mean, there's one from Shaggy that just says, go Sixers. And then Damo with another one. They had previously commented about Thybul and said, sorry for another comment. Absolutely don't say sorry, by the way. Love y'all from Japan. Just want to give a shout out to Niang for his high spirit throughout the game. He has been huge, and we all love his performance. So that's a good way to end it, in my opinion. Lauren Rosen, thank you so much. And like you said, we'll talk to people again soon. But the energy is high. The vibes are high after the 6th win in a row, this one over the Brooklyn Nets to get to 31-16. And credit to George Niang, always bringing that spirit.
No doubt about it. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.